From 1844 to 1863, Ellen G. White experienced between 100 to 200 visions. Okay, so this woman, right after this fraud, she started having all these visions, 100 to 200 of them, typically in public places and meeting halls. And sometimes they usually occurred at her house at night. Okay, now here's how someone described her visions. This guy was in her presence 50 times while she had these visions. His name was J.N. Loughborough. And this guy was with her. And so here's how he described these visions. Okay, so first of all, in passing into vision, she gives three enrapturing shouts of glory, glory, glory. But the third is fainter and more thrilling than the first, okay? And her voice resembled one quite a distance from you just going out of hearing. Number two, for a few seconds she would swoon, having no strength. Then she would be instantly filled with superhuman strength. Sometimes rising to her feet and walking about the room, she frequently moved hands, arms, and head in gestures that were free and graceful. But to whatever position she moved a hand or arm, it could not be hindered nor controlled by even the strongest person. In 1844, she held her parents' 18.5-pound family Bible. That's a big Bible. 18.5-pounder? Okay, she held out this 18.5-pound family Bible in her left hand. That's even harder. In her outstretched left hand for half an hour. And she only weighed 80 pounds. So she just held it out there. So this is like her superhuman strength. Listen to this. She did not breathe during the entire period of a vision. Listen now. Settle down, folks. She did not breathe during the entire period of a vision that ranged from 15 minutes to 3 hours. So this woman literally, she wouldn't breathe for 3 hours. Just no breathing, okay? Now, yet her pulse beat regularly and her countenance remained pleasant, as in the natural state, but she's not breathing for up to 3 hours at a time, okay? I think I read this in the Bible, right? When the prophets had visions, how they would like stop breathing for 3 hours, hold books out. Okay, but anyway, it says, number four, her eyes were always open without blinking. No breathing. I mean, think about this. Oh, man. I can't really demonstrate it. But anyway, her head was raised, looking upward with a pleasant expression, as if staring intently at some different distant object. Several physicians at different times conducted tests to check her lack of breathing and other physical phenomena. She was utterly unconscious of everything transpiring around her and viewed herself as removed from this world and in the presence of heavenly beings. When she came out of a vision, all seemed total darkness, whether in the daytime or a well-lighted room at night. She would exclaim with a long-drawn sigh as she took her first natural breath, D-A-R-K! And then she would be limp and lifeless after spelling the word dark really loud and then falling over. Okay, so, oh, by the way, Mrs. Martha Amidon added, there was never an excitement among those present during a vision. Nothing caused fear. It was a solemn, quiet scene. So all the spectators were very quiet and respectful during this whole process. Okay, so during her lifetime, Ellen White wrote more than 5,000 periodical articles, 40 books, and reported over 2,000 visual or oral paranormal experiences, most of which she was convinced were communications with supernatural entities, angels, Jesus. She wrote over 50,000 pages. 50,000 pages this woman authored. Okay. And the Seventh-day Adventists believe that this woman was a prophetess of God and was inspired by God. And that what she said and what she wrote was inspired by God on par with the Bible. Okay, now listen, I'll prove that to you. Now you got to be careful because the Seventh-day Adventists will try to downplay it. They'll say, oh, well, you know, yeah, we believe in the teachings of Ellen G. White. But they say, but the Bible's our final authority. You know, anything that Ellen White says has to line up with the Bible. Now, on the surface, that sounds, oh, okay, you know, it's just a teacher that they like. But wait a minute. It goes deeper than that. Let me explain it to you. First of all, this is directly from their website. If you go to their website under fundamental belief number 18, it says, one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is prophecy. This gift is an identifying mark of the remnant church and was manifested in the ministry of Ellen G. White. As the Lord's messenger, her writings are a continuing and authoritative source of truth. Did you hear that? Her writings are authoritative source of truth, which provide for the church comfort, guidance, instruction, and correction. They also make clear that the Bible is the standard by which all teaching and experience must be tested. That's the whole thing of number 18 of their fundamental belief. Now think about this now. Obviously, we believe that the New Testament is the Word of God, right? Amen. It's inspired by God. All scriptures given by inspiration of God. We believe that the New Testament is the Word of God inspired by God. But wouldn't you say this, that the New Testament has to agree with the Old Testament? Yes, sir. Right? And that if the New Testament contradicted the Old Testament, we'd say, well, something's wrong. Something's a fraud. Okay, that's all they're saying about Ellen G. White. They're just saying, well, what she said has to line up with the Bible. Just as we would say, well, the New Testament has to line up with the Old Testament. Or the book of Jeremiah needs to line up with the book of Isaiah. Because if there's a contradiction, it's not God's word. But look, they are saying that her writings are divinely inspired and that they are authoritative and that they are the word of God. The visions that she had are the word of God according to Seventh-day Adventists. So they'll try to kind of spin that and say, well, yeah, you know, we believe in her writings, but only so long as they line up with the Bible. Except guess what? They believe all of them line up with the Bible. Because they believe that they came through visions directly from God where angels are speaking to her and Jesus himself is speaking to her. Therefore, they put these writings, it says it right on their website, that they are authoritative sources of truth. So their authority is not only the Bible, it is also the teachings of Ellen G. White. Now look, just on the surface from what I read to you, doesn't it sound like kind of a hokey source to believe in? From just what I read to you? Just on the surface. But not only that, if we look at her doctrines and her teachings, they contradict clear scripture, okay? And I'm going to get into, you know, four major, major contradictions with scripture in the teachings of the Seventh-day Adventists and the teachings of Ellen G. White that prove that she was not receiving these revelations from God, because they're major contradictions of the Word of God.